بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية أبي سعيد سعد بن مالك بن سنان الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه: فانطلق حتى إذا نسف الطريق أتاه الموت. We read yesterday in the hadith and previously that this person who had killed 99 people and then wanted to make tawbah, and then he went to a certain person who he was shown who was the most pious person at that time. That person in his piety, but he did not have that knowledge of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, that recognition, ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala. He was very pious, so he told him that you have killed 99 people where there can be no tawbah for you. How many? One murder is more than enough. 99 murders. But that so that person killed that person also, that monk also, and he completed 100 people that who he had killed. But then again the time of tawbah came in his heart, and as we mentioned that whenever this desire comes in our heart to make tawbah, to correct our lives, to change our lives, we should appreciate it very much. It is a great gift from Allah Ta'ala, and we should not just let it go past like that. So again he wanted to make tawbah, and he asked the people that who is it who can guide me. From here also we learn that when a person wants to correct his life, he needs somebody to guide him. He needs somebody that will lead him and show him. So this time he was shown an alim, and an alim who we call an alim Rabbani, alim who is who knows the deen also, who knows Allah Ta'ala also. One is to know the deen, all the masail, all the details of deen, have all the knowledge. But to know Allah, and further to have connection with Allah Ta'ala. That is the type of person that will really be able to guide us, as we learn from this hadith. So they showed him a certain alim like that who knew Allah, the great mercy, the forgiveness of Allah. And he told him that I've killed 100 people. Is there any tawbah for me? Because he knew the great forgiveness of Allah, the great mercy of Allah, he said, definitely there is. And who is it and what is it that can come between you and your tawbah of Allah Ta'ala? So you can make tawbah. But he gave him advice also, which is also very important, that after making tawbah, we must have a good environment of deen. If we stay in a bad environment, then that will take us back again towards our wrong things. Therefore, like in Jamaat also, a person really is making tawbah and he goes in Jamaat, he gets a good environment in the masjid. All the time with the malaika in the masjid, with pious people doing righteous things. And this helps him to stay online. So therefore, it is very necessary that a person has good company. And that alim advised him, don't go back to the place that you are coming from, because that is an evil place where there are evil people, and again you will fall back again into your sin. Go to a certain place where there are righteous and pious people. As he went now, and he had covered about half his journey, then maut came to him. When maut came to him, فَاخْتَصَمَتْ فِيهِ الْمَفِيهِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ الرَّحْمَةِ وَمَلَائِكَةُ الْعَذَابِ. The farishtas of rahmat, mercy of jannat also came, and the farishtas of jahannam of azab also came. And both of them, they argued between them that who should take this person. فَقَالَتْ مَلَائِكَةُ الرَّحْمَةِ. The angels of rahmat, of jannat who came, they argued their argument and said, جَاءَتْ تَائِبًا. He has died, he has come to us now in a state that he has made tawbah. So if he has made tawbah, all his sins are forgiven and he must go to jannat. On the other hand, the malaika of jahannam said, the malaika of azab. And further he said, مُقْبِلًا بِقَلْبِهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. And he has come with his heart towards Allah Ta'ala. And such a person must get jannat no matter what he has done. He has made tawbah, his heart is to Allah Ta'ala, inclined to Allah Ta'ala. On the other hand, the other malaika said, وَقَالَتْ مَلَائِكَةُ الْعَذَابِ. The farishtas of azab, they put their argument forward and said, إِنَّهُ لَمْ يَعْمَلْ خَيْرًا قَطُّ. that he didn't do any good in his life whatsoever. He only did evil. He committed sin all the time. And 100 murders he has committed. فَأَتَاهُمْ مَلَكٌ فِي سُورَةِ آدَمِيٍ. Then Allah Ta'ala sent an angel to decide between them in the form of a human being. And he was going to be the judge between them, that the one group of angels want to take him to Jannat and the other one want to take him to Jahannam. So Allah sent an angel in the form of a human being to judge. فَجَعَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ أَيْ حَكَمَا. They made him their judge. فَقَالْ. He made his judgment and he said, قِيسُوا مَا بَيْنَ الْأَرْضَيْنِ. Measure the distance between the two earths, that is the two cities. From where he has come, measure that till where he has died, and from here till where he was going to the good place, measure the two places. فَإِلَىٰ أَيَّتِهِمَا كَانَ أَدْنَى فَهُوَ لَهُ. And whichever place will be more closer, then he will be for that. If the place to goodness is more closer, he will go there. If the place to from where he has come, the evil place, if that is more closer, then he has to go to Jahannam. فَقَاسُوا فَوَجَدَهُ أَدْنَى إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الَّتِي أَرَادَ. And they measured the distances between the two places, and they found that the distance to the place he was going to, the good place, was more closer. That distance was shorter, and the distance of the place from where he had come, the evil place, was further away. فَقَبَضَهُ مَلَائِكَةُ رَحْمَةٍ. And so the angels of Rahmat had taken him, and they then took him towards Jannat. This hadith then shows us that when a person makes tawbah, no matter of what sins he has committed, Allah accepts his tawbah. And even here, a question arises further, that here is huququl ibad, the rights of fellow people, that he had killed 100 people, the rights of Allah. Ulama have written, Allah forgives wholesale. A person just turns to Allah and Allah forgives. But the rights of people, Allah does not forgive until those people have forgiven him also. But yeah, that was also forgiven. And the ulama have taught a dua. Many duas have been taught with regard to the huquq of people. Allama Alusi Rahmatullah Ali, the famous mufassir of the Quran, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, taught us the dua that he taught. Allahumma ghfir lana dhunubana. O Allah, forgive us all our sins. وتكفل بنا بخصومته وتكفل بخصومته برضاي خصومنا. And those people who have rights over us, oh Allah, you give them their rights. You fulfill them, you make them happy. So that also Allah Ta'ala does. And the sign of this dua being accepted is that Allah gives a person the tawfiq that he fulfills the rights of people also. Not just that we make the dua and we are happy now that we have handed it over to Allah Ta'ala, but no, Allah will make it easy for him to fulfill the rights. So tawbah, yeah, the main subject is tawbah, and a person should make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala forgives readily. And all this again is that the sinner does not lose hope. It isn't that the person gets license to commit sins, that I can just commit any sin and I'll make tawbah, Allah will forgive. No, this is not to encourage sin in any way whatsoever. It is that the sinner does not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. A person who has done wrong, he turns to Allah and he asks Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Wa akhiru da'wana.